Where is everyone?
They ran away. Not sure if they're going to be joining in a little bit or. Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought I was late. Okay, but we talked about it with me today.
I thought so. I wasn't sure. I know we were towards the end of the list. I thought we only had one or two left. Maybe others thought we finished up or they got tied up with other things. Oh, there's Oga.
Morning.
Oh, hi. Well, more people coming, yeah. Oh, but it didn't write anything, didn't announce today's meeting in Slack. Yeah. Should have done that.
Oh, about it happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sorry. This has been a week. It's amazing that I'm even here. I'm sorry. I had a new person start on Monday, and it's just been, I don't know. How is summer quiet? Isn't summer the slow period? I know, I know. It's so laughable. That is exactly the response I expected, Tom.
Summer slow? Yeah, right.
All the projects.
We had a
I'm not
staff
actually.
excursion today, so it's
Oh.
first time I'm sitting at a desk.
I see. Where did you go?
The Gutenberg Museum.
How fun! As a group, like the whole library?
Not the whole library, just IT.
Nice. I love it. That's awesome.
The unit that I used to work at before I turned to the dark side, they had a faculty member that set up an endowment that every year it paid for a trip for all of Access Services to go and do something for the day. And the department heads had to run the circulation desk. So, yeah, that was always fun.
That is fun. All right. So I have now made my way to the agenda. Sorry. Well, we're a small group and maybe we'll finish up early, David. So leaving early will not be a problem. Let's see. So we do have a meeting on the 16th, right, Cornelia?
Yes.
Okay.
We will probably announce it because it's important. It's about getting new work done.
Right. That one is about patron notices. So, and Lisa's going to join us. Yes. Awesome. And then, but after that, we will not have a meeting on that next Thursday, a week from today, or the following week. So we have a little bit of a break after Monday.
Yes. We were unsure about the 30th yet because we're not knowing how many people attend ALA.
Right, and ALA impacts both the 26th and the 30th. So I don't know how to gauge that, I guess. Do we want to ask on Slack
Yeah, probably.
or do we not have, I mean, I don't know what we have in terms of content for that
Yeah,
meeting.
Charlotte's topic, the item
Oh,
statistic.
right.
Yeah.
Oh, did
We
she
could.
say we hadn't picked a date for that?
No, hadn't we? But
Okay.
we could do that on the 30th if not many people are, because then during summertime, I think the Swedish libraries are away.
In July
Yeah.
or
Or in August. I don't know. Not
August.
sure. You
Okay.
have to ask them. So, of the few present here who is attending ALA and will be away on the 30th, No one. Okay, so probably not. Yeah, we could ask on Slack and otherwise schedule that. And we're not meeting on July 3rd, but we're not sure yet about July 7th. How many people will be out for a longer weekend? We should ask that on Slack probably
Yeah.
as well.
Not a longer, not a longer weekend, a work retreat for annual goal planning. So,
Ooh.
that's fun.
That's where I was last Thursday, David.
Yeah,
That's
see.
why I couldn't be at our last meeting. Same thing.
Circle of life.
That is, it is that time of year, right?
I said my
In
goals are usually
summer?
not to get fired in a year.
A good goal. Pretty low bar there, Tom.
I mean, but it's very achievable, hopefully.
Yes. I will not be there on July 7th. I will be on vacation again.
Hooray! That's another thing summer is for.
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't do you want to ask on Slack what? Okay. Thank you, Cornelia. Okie dokie. So let's look at. Am I correct that we're down to one thing left to look at? One ticket left to look at? Is that right? From
One
last
that
Thursday?
was on the filter, and there were several more on the spreadsheet, I think, that don't have a label yet. We could look at those again. And I added one to the spreadsheet that became part of the filter during the time we worked on this.
Oh, because it by
Because it
date? Oh
aged,
my God.
yes.
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
Yes.
All right. So I think what we'll be able to do at the end of this is look at those that don't have RA in one of their labels. And then we should be able to see, are there any that we didn't talk about? Because we labeled everything that we talked about. I say we. Cornelia graciously labeled all of these as we were going along. So in the spreadsheet, there are only a few. Oh, there are a few that are, I'm not sure how these got in there because I thought all of the ones that were in the original filter were UX prods, but there's three Circ store ones that are in the middle that look like, I don't know. I don't know why they got in the list and they don't, they're Circ store 84, 5, and 6, and you can't tag them. So they don't actually have tags. I'm not sure why they're in there, but they are. I can't remember. Did they show up in this filter that we created?
I think I
No, they're not
tagged,
in this one.
no, I think I tagged them later. I tried to.
You can't tag them. That's the thing. They're not the same kind
Really?
of ticket. Yeah, there are no la there's
Okay.
no label on Circ stores, sort of like some of the UI Circ, and those don't have them either. So
Yeah, Circ store is the back end module for
for
circulation.
Circ, okay. Yeah, so I don't know what is up with those and why they got caught up. I guess maybe because they're assigned to Vega, right?
Yes.
Is why they're in this list. Okay. All right, so where did
I'm
you
not sure.
guys?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they are still valid. So,
What are they? Circ store.
Circ store
store.
84, 85, and 86.
Don't delete a loan policy when in use. I'm not sure it's. Isn't that done yet?
Those seem all related to the same thing. Remove the loan policy, delete endpoint. I mean, they seem to be.
Are you sharing your screen,
I'm
or is
not, this
sorry.
somebody? Sorry, No,
I'm
I'm
just a
sorry.
little.
I'm not. I
I'm
sh
doing too many things at the same time, and I'm
That's
like, wait a
okay.
minute, what am
We
I? What are we looking at?
we
Okay.
were sort of looking at these Circ stores on the back end just to see if they were anything.
So,
What is your thinking,
yeah.
Tom?
These are still open. They have not been addressed, mainly because they've always been kind of considered low priority. In fact, actually, I would say they've probably been considered lower than P3, probably a
Okay.
P4. They all revolve around, and there's a whole, it's kind of the same thing with all the policies in circulation, is this revolves around the work to have to be able to safely delete a policy without affecting circulation rules.
Without breaking something, basically, right?
Basically, yes. It's supposed to be that, like, if you try to delete a loan policy, it checks the circulation rules. If the circulation rules is using it, then it won't allow the delete and
Right.
yada, 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 yada.
Gotcha.
And yeah, all these are, I'm not sure. Doesn't look like it's linked back to maybe. Oh, no. I don't see it being linked back to an original UX prod.
It's not. It's pointing to the, it points to another UI circ or something else, but it doesn't link back to UX prod. I think that's why it probably came up on this list. And so,
David, would you prefer
Okay.
someone share the screen? Would
I
that
mean,
be helpful?
I can just kind of, I mean, I can just kind of fade in and out. That's the other option.
Oh.
Sorry, I was waiting to share my screen
Because
until we were looking at the ones that we were going to review.
so it does look like it does
It's all
bounce
good.
all the way
Okay.
back to UX Prod 789. Am I
Oh,
sharing the
yeah.
right screen?
You are. You are.
Yeah. So if you go to, I believe
It does
it's
have a parent. Yeah.
179. Oh, yep, there you go. Yeah,
Yeah.
789. So, but this is old. There's some other things in here.
It's
I
old and
don't.
it's giant. Isn't it an epic? This is like all of Circ rules, isn't it?
Yeah. This is an
I
epic.
mean, this is like a big, high, very high level early on one, and most of these are done. There's just a few things still in
Yeah.
there.
Okay, so I thought this was done, but if it isn't, we just leave them as they are
Yeah.
because
Yeah,
there's
that's the three of
nothing
them
to
right
discuss.
there.
Yeah.
There really isn't anything to discuss except that maybe they do
Yeah.
they need more development in for them to be done, but we're not really doing the
We're
Circ
not,
store, so a
no.
developer has to kind of look at those. I guess the only other question is there something higher level that they would need to get them on the agenda? We can't label them though, because they don't have any way to label them.
There
So we.
should
Okay.
be some of the internal ones. They moved the labels. Let's see, where are they? So instead of being, yeah, it has labels. It's on the right-hand column instead of underneath.
Oh.
So right there, if you go up where it
Oh,
says,
yeah, you're right. Oh, look at that.
yeah.
Okay, then.
It's one of the
Yeah,
annoying things with these
I
tickets.
remember adding this one. Yes. Oh, okay.
That's weird that they're in a different spot. Okay.
Yeah.
So we could add them. So these are still needed. Is that, I assume they are desired functionality. We and they're all related, right? I think they're
Yeah.
all in the service of not deleting a loan policy that's currently in use. So perhaps we should give them further refinement, or I don't know. Or we just leave them as is because
It
we
just,
can't really do anything with them.
yeah.
The only thing we could possibly do is create a UX prod around these three directly, break it
That's
off
what
with
I was thinking.
789. I'm kind of wondering if we should, if 789 should be looked at and see if there's anything in here that's open that still needs to be addressed and pull it out of 789 into a new epic or a new UX prod and kind of regather some of the stuff.
Yeah, that might make sense. Okay, well,
Oh, there
let's.
was this one we discussed it. Yeah.
Yeah, some of these that are in
Yeah.
draft might be already on our
Yeah,
list.
they are. Yeah, that's right. So just leave them.
Yeah, maybe in the notes field, maybe put something to the effect of like consider creating UX prod or f for all three, because it doesn't have one to connect to right now, which seems not right. All right, let's get back to the actual spreadsheet. And see what we have left to do. It looks like 4882 might be our next one. I don't see it on this list. Have we done 4882? Oh no, sorry, 4886. That one is here. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I have gotten to the right place. So I can share my screen if you want to go back to
Okay.
doing notes. Thank you. All right.
Oh, didn't we discuss this last time?
I believe you
Do
did.
you? Yeah, we did. But why doesn't
Because
have a
it
letter?
has
Just,
further
yeah.
refinement. Maybe it just didn't make it into the spreadsheet.
Yeah, okay. Yes, we discussed it. Yes.
Okay. This one,
Right.
2422, is that on your spreadsheet?
Yes, and we this is part of the Discovery 6 work, so
Okay.
we decided not to touch that.
Okay. And is it in
Oh,
this?
I think Jana didn't update the spreadsheet. That's why.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. $27.58, same thing. Is that also discovery? We decided we weren't going to look at it.
Yes. Because they put it on their priorities list, even.
Oh, okay. Perfect. 2920 looks like it got further refinement.
Yes.
4089, intended to close. I did thought you said you only had one left. And then 3104 is the one that needs, it says needs refinement, so maybe that's a, oh, it's an, well, what is, this one doesn't have a tag of any sort of thing, but it looks like,
Oh yeah,
yeah,
but
I don't know what
yeah.
category. Fee fine. Holly put stuff in here, so.
This is not on the spreadsheet, but this is the one
Oh,
that was
it's
left
not?
on the filter.
Oh, right, because it was created on June in 2021. So it probably just June 3rd. So it just came onto the spreadsheet.
Ah,
I mean,
yeah.
onto the list.
Yeah.
Okay, fail renewal for inactive or expired user and allow override. Expired users fail at checkout. It adds an override option.
Yeah, I love the wording of this one. It's basically overriding an expired user account.
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea is where it's a staff UI. You can't renew somebody who's ex you can't renew somebody's loans if their account is expired, but
Right.
sometimes you need to. So really, what this is like, it's already the failing renewal for inactive or expired user is the current behavior. So the request is allow a renewal override on inactive or expired users.
It sort of sounds like it's not failing on renewal, doesn't it? Like, look at the second bullet in the scope. In scope, I'm sorry if this is very small. Fail an inactive or expired user upon renewal, which sounds like that's not the current behavior, or at least at the time this was written.
I mean, it's possible at the time it was written, it is,
It does fail now,
it
right?
does
Or
fail.
does it tr it truncates or
No,
fails?
so if they are, I mean, they should be both inactive and their expiration date should be that day or previous. If they are inactive, it fails entirely. You have to
Okay.
reactivate them. If their expiration date is earlier than, if they are active but their expiration date is earlier than what the renewal would be, it truncates the due date to the patron expiration date, and I think it does so even if that expiration date is in the past, so
Gotcha.
it can time travel. And so yeah, from like our perspective, at Chicago, like this is a two-part thing in that like you would want to be able to do that override, and you would want it to not truncate the due date, because what was the point of doing an override if not to, give them more time with the thing.
Right. So I'm struggling a little bit to hear, find the use case of why you would renew something to somebody who's inactive if you weren't going to reactivate their account, I guess.
Because so, I mean, I can tell you, I mean, Tom, go ahead. You this is you said this is an issue at Cornell in the ticket.
Oh, well, I mean, we used to use this. I mean, it probably came from Cornell with one of the things when we came from Voyager. Like, we need this.
It
I mean, we're used
does.
to it.
It says it right here in red, Tom.
We need this. We have to have this. It's not impacting us. It hasn't impacted us for 2 years. We used to use this when Voyager would expire somebody's barcode. It was usually graduate and undergraduate students. And what would happen is, like, when they would go into limbo between semesters, sometimes graduate students would be marked as inactive, and we would renew their items for the until the following semester. We have since put in a function into our patron feed where I can disable that from disabling our patrons, so we just work around it that way. So, like, this is no longer impacting us. That's kind of like the use case. Like, you have those weird things where somebody, like, somebody has a library card and you know they're going to renew it, but they need an extra few days to get back on campus. So you want to renew it or change the due date to give those extra days so you don't have to go back and do the fee fine cleanup, all that wonky stuff.
It's a similar use cases at Chicago. And again, this isn't anything that I would prioritize terribly heavily, but we have cases like that. So we have, like, our law school has lecturers who, fade in and out of being real, on our, being active on our feed all the time. And then you have somebody with 200 loans and they're going to be active again, in a little while. And it just saves you, it makes more sense than what we currently have to do, which is edit the patron record, make them active, put it in, renew the items, and then know that they're going to be wiped out the next day because any change you make is not going to stick because the feed is going to override and make them inactive again.
Right,
It's,
but
you
at
know.
least you've but that's the workaround to do the renewal, right? Like that's it seems like that still achieves what you're trying to achieve.
Ooh, yeah, it just doesn't do it quite as quickly, and it doesn't do it. And it doesn't in any way record what you actually did. So then when you go back and you're trying to figure out, like, well, why did their stuff renew? There's no record in the user's app of changes that you have made like that, right?
Isn't
So,
that coming though, the log?
sure. Again,
Eventually.
I'm not gonna, like, go to the mat for this one. I think it's a one of those nice to have things that makes sense, which is, in general, you should have the certain staff should have the ability to override and not let the machine tell them that something is impossible, but
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, I don't care.
Yeah, so you're
I
right.
agree. I agree with
Yeah.
everything David says.
Yeah, me too. I think whoever said that fail renewal for inactive is already implemented here is the evidence. So it's true. This would need to be rewritten to just be the override because now that is what is on the it's the only remaining functionality for this ticket. So I would be comfortable closing, intending to close this one because it does feel like a real edge case that has a significant work, I mean, a relatively straightforward workaround. But I'm also, if people feel strongly that they want to leave it on the docket for future development, then I'm happy to have it go into further refinement either. Are there strong feelings one way or the other?
Yes, I'd like to keep it.
You'd like to keep it, then
I'd like to
definitely
keep
keep
it.
it.
No strong feelings from me,
Okay.
but I'm fine with keeping it.
Yeah, I
Yeah, I'm
mean,
fine with this.
keeping it is kind of the default, right? If one, if some people want, think that we still want this functionality, we should keep it. Like, there's sort of like a one veto. Like,
Yeah. No, I
I
mean,
mean, it
it's
doesn't mean it'll get prioritized and may never get
no.
done, but at least it'll still be on the books. You
I
can
mean,
still
really, this
keep
is
hope.
just, yeah, this is really just one of those larger things that we did so much early development thin thread where we hard-coded behavior instead of making it something that allowed for, like, we just, you know, the early development just really never took into account. But yeah, there's always going to be a case where someone with the right amount, the right permissions should be able to override this business logic.
Right. Okay, so that is the last one. Are there any others, Cornelia, on the list that we did not, that we don't
Yes,
have anything? What is it?
the one that I mentioned that was became part of the filter during we worked on it is retain user department field after loan is anonymized, and I think that's uncritical. It is UX Broad
Sorry.
3037. It's in the loans filter.
I guess I could just look it up, but where did you find it if you found it? Okay, never mind. I'm going to just search for it.
It is there.
Is it, which one did you say? 30 what?
3037.
I don't see it right
Oh,
here.
one down.
Yep,
One
that
down.
one. Oh, because my thing is in front of it. My controls,
Ah.
I couldn't see it. Stupid Zoom controls. Okay. So capture and retain user department field after loan is anonymized. Oh, okay. Yeah, this seems like we should probably have that.
So, do we have anything? So, I mean, this looks like it's having to actually create a department, a dedicated department field in addition.
There is one.
Well, it's saying in scope is adding a
Oh,
user
sorry.
department field.
Oh, so that part needs to be refined.
Like it would have to, well, but is there a department field? I
Yeah.
mean, we use a custom fields for this at Chicago, and I'm guessing it just became later.
Let me see.
Why?
I
There
believe, no, I
is.
believe there
It
is a department field. It was
there is.
developed later on.
But it's on the
Yeah.
user record, not on the loan record. That's the difference.
Yes. But oh, you're so it's saying so let where is it? Is it
Extended information, I
extended?
believe.
Okay, again with my thing in the way. I don't where is it? I swear.
No, it's in there. I remember it. If actually, if you just go to edit and edit your user, it pops up easier. It's right in the
Where
top.
does
So
it
if you,
show it though? I'm not like, we should be able to see it right there. Like, which part is it
yeah.
in? Oh my God, I
And then
gotta
if you
move these
scroll up,
controls.
it should be up above your username. Where is
May,
it?
do you have to
Okay.
activate it as a setting?
Might be.
Maybe I'm going crazy.
I
It's there. We load it from banner.
Okay.
I would be looking,
Yeah.
but for some reason, my Folio is just not loading at all for me in my local environment. And now I need to go and see what the heck is going on.
Oh,
David broke it.
there are no, we have no departments. I wonder if you don't have departments defined if they don't exist.
I bet that's correct, and I bet the problem is, oh, so that's why we don't use it, is because we get the departments on a feed, and there are
I can't save it.
hundreds of them, so like we can't be
Yes.
pre-populating. That's why we still use the custom field. That makes perfect sense.
Oh, but we do too. So like for instance, I can show you ours. All of our departments, so we get our departments that were pulled in through our integration, but we actually have as part of our feed that they keep a
Yeah.
table of all the Folio departments. And if a new department comes into Cornell, they actually will add it to Folio automatically for us as part of our feed. And then they link those to all the users as they come in as well.
Gotcha.
No, I mean that totally makes sense. I'm imagining like we have a solution, it works fine. So we just
Yes.
don't.
Exactly.
So here it
Exactly.
is. So this is basically what it is. You have to have the departments defined. Then you would
Right.
have to select the, or have them loaded, whatever. But this makes sense that this is what we're talking about, not a custom field. So that makes sense. I think then what this is, this would need to be rewritten because there, this is already done. But
So,
is
but
it?
it's
No,
so
it's.
I think no, yeah, I think Cornelia's point is again, the user record has that, but the loan history
Doesn't.
currently captures patron group ID at checkout and patron group name,
And
so
that's
that
it.
once you anonymize, it doesn't keep that.
It's not looking back. Gotcha.
It's well, which is fine, but
But
it's
which is
only
what you,
capturing
right, you don't
patron
want
group.
it to. You're trying, you're
Right.
intentionally breaking that link.
Right.
But the
So you want
question
it
is,
to,
what's useful?
yeah, you ideally, I mean, for our purposes, we would probably want it to, I mean, we don't care that much, so I don't want to get in here. It would make sense to me to add patron department at ID and name at checkout for loan history as well for libraries that are using it. It would be really nice if you could say retain these custom fields, user custom fields. I mean, that would really be what you would want as well, but that's a separate ticket, and
Yes.
I don't so much care.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
actually creating that ticket right now. I put in the link 5411.
There we go.
All right, so does this one need a label? Right? Are we going to keep, this is one we want to keep. Obviously, somebody wanted this. And it does seem like for folks that are using institutions that are using the department code, this could be a really valuable thing to have on the loan record if they're anonymizing.
Yeah, I would think that you would want to be able to. I mean, I can see pros and cons to that. I mean, I hate to go down this path. I could see wanting to decide whether you want to do that, because depending upon your concerns about privacy, depending upon the size of departments, like if you retain department and there's only four people in that department, then you have definitely sort of kept, you created a trail that you could fairly easily probably get back to that
Yeah.
person. So just again, I think the more especially for the European partners, but just thinking about that, like, patron group, I think, is unlikely to ever tell you enough. To get back to the person, custom
Right.
fields and departments much more realistically could.
Right.
So do you need to put in something into the anonymization of, because you certainly for custom fields, I think you would have to say, like, decide which custom fields you want to retain.
Look at the ticket I just linked in chat.
Is this a custom fields in the Oh yeah. Nice.
Oh, and so this is so Tom just replicated
No,
one that
this is
already
one that
existed.
she just found.
No, I know, and Tom
Yeah,
just
there.
literally created one that
Oh
is
shoot.
exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Because this
So,
was closed as won't do by Amelia some weeks back. So discussed in user management sig. What has user management sig to do with it?
why would they do that?
Why would they decide? That's weird.
They're looking at it from a user management perspective. So, and that's why. So what I did is I created a new one, and I will link it to that one as duplicates.
Okay, sounds good.
And then just put a note on it that Access Services actually would like to have this.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's funny.
We should talk to each other.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so that one. Let's see. I've lost my place here. All right. So what are we adding to this one that is for the department? Are we gonna, do we think this one is enough in it, or does it need more? Our options are RA, further refinement, or RA ready for dev. Does this one probably needs more?
I think it probably needs more, both because I do think that we should at least have a conversation about whether or not everybody is comfortable with always automatically capturing it on anonymization, or if we need to make that a
Option.
Boolean or whatever.
Okay. All right. Are there others, Cornelia, that ended up on here that?
Not that I know
Okay, let me
of.
see. Let's do this. Why does the other one not show up? It's so weird. Oh, this one doesn't have one. Okay. How are they? Look at all these tickets. Okay. I don't know what these are. These are ones that do not have. Oh, the Circ stores are here, so that's fine. This Circ rules UX refinement. This was like the first one we looked at. Did we decide this is, what does it say on the spreadsheet about this one, Cornelia?
Says
275.
refer to staff for opening. There is a comment, I
Oh.
think. There is a comment that.
Oh, here it is. Seems to need a lot of refinement, but two stories still in draft. Oh, I see. We were trying to get it to open. So why don't we
Yeah.
just, we should just give it, this is before we were using the RA, whoops, ready for dev one. Okay. Can you look at these, Cornelia, on the spreadsheet and see if we just forgot to tag them? This one, or maybe this is a new one that got added. No, this is not new. So do we just not look at this one? It's in
What are you?
loans. 946.
Didn't we talk about claim returns?
I think so. This one doesn't have a claim returned
So
tag. It
maybe
has
it
a
didn't get.
loans tag.
It isn't on a spreadsheet.
It's not? Oh, that's weird.
No.
I don't know how it would have been not on the spreadsheet because it looks like it was a part of the original thing.
I mean, it to me would be. So, first of all, it shows that there's a bare bones version of this report
Already.
available in Honeysuckle.
Yes.
And then our conversation around claims. The really question, I mean, the question to
Wait.
me is the bare bones enough until we get something more like what we talked about that's more functionality than a report anyway?
Yeah.
Or is it needed? Because what about the list app?
Right.
Right.
Well, and
Yeah.
you can also find things by, like you can use the inventory app. It's not perfect,
Yeah.
but you can also use the inventory app to check for things that are claim return. Yeah, I would say this could close because I don't know that we need it. Like, there's a bunch of things that are needed for
Yes.
claimed returns, but I don't think
Oh.
a list of things that are claimed returned is one of them.
I don't think this is needed anymore. I'm in the list
Okay.
app right now. This is in our queue and the query builder for loans. You can do items status as claims returned, and it gives you a list of everything that has been marked as claims returned,
And you can
including
get
the
all of
user
these
claim.
fields. This is what they want, the fields. Like you can get the last update
So
date, call number, and physical
let's
description.
see. So
Can you get the machine sortable? Can we just convince people that every time we say call number field, what we mean is human readable and machine sortable, because it is so frustrating.
Me see what.
Agreed.
I mean, you could almost certainly use the reporting app. because then you could just write SQL and like the data's there, it's
Yeah.
just they won't
Yeah,
fill.
for sure.
I agree, we don't, this one can be closed.
So
All right.
yeah, they have
I've
the item
edited
column
to.
number. Oh, sorry, go
Sorry,
ahead.
Cornelia, go ahead.
I've edited it to the spreadsheet and marked it as intended to close there.
Okay, and I gave it the
Yeah.
label.
Okay.
It doesn't look like everything is in here though, but I would honestly maybe open up a new ticket for list to extend it to add some of those fields. So item call number is in there. I don't
Wait,
see
wait.
item description.
Oh, even in the pull down of the other fields.
Yeah, there is loan check-in service point ID, loan check-in service point name, checkout date, checkout service ID, checkout service point name, loan due date, loan ID. So there might be some more of those fields that you might want to add, but I think we will probably have more likelihood of getting those added to the list app than
Yeah.
trying to get them to redo that report.
Yeah, and it would make more sense to do that because it would have broader applicability. Like you want those things in the list app
Exactly.
anyway. Just
Yeah.
use that. Yeah.
And theoretically, with the list app, I'm not sure exactly which metadata is updated, but my understanding is with list app is that once you run it, if you find things and check them in, it should update the list app to say that it's no longer a claims returned item and kind of update the status in there. I haven't played with West Sap too much.
Okay. So that one we'll have intended to close. This one, I don't know how it reappeared, but it is 1628 default setting for request expiration period in the staff UI. So when you create a new request, have a default.
Okay, this is in the spreadsheet as keep it as it is. So it would that mean dev ready?
I guess. Is it dev ready? I mean, it's in. Oh, it's analysis complete. So yeah, I guess it is.
And
Yeah.
is there something? I guess my question is, what about requests that are created through the discovery layer?
That
This is
would be
just for
separate.
staff created requests. So there's another
Yeah.
related patron-facing stories as UX Sprout 3530.
Yeah. Although I'm
Yeah.
not quite sure, like having this honestly is one thing, but what is it actually, how does it actually function in practice? Because if you have an active request, I guess for recalls and for holds, it makes a difference. For pages, it doesn't make a difference because this thing is going to print out every time you print until you get rid of it. So the
No,
expiration is kind of
I don't think
not
it
so helpful.
should print every time. It prints the first time you do it, you
But
read.
only since they introduced that, that was just
Well,
introduced.
no, but I think if you have a request expiration date, it does close the request
Oh, it actually
when it hits
closes
it.
it.
Like
Okay.
that's the point, is it closes the request.
Yeah.
We do kind of think that we used that before. We had it in our previous system, and it makes sense because after semester ends, like usually students don't want something if it's not there available pretty soon.
Yeah.
They don't want it 2 months later.
Right.
It can be
Yeah.
canceled.
Yeah. For us, we ha run into problems with this because this is mainly an issue for hold requests for on order items. And so for most things, that's, like a couple of months. But then if it's like something that we're getting from mainland China, it could be 3 years. And that
Yeah.
faculty member may, in fact, still want that thing
Yeah.
3 years from now. And so we've lived quite, I don't know, happily, but we have lived without default requests. But I can see, I think it makes sense to have. But I think it's more, for me, it would make more sense for the patron facing stories from our perspective, because Yeah.
it should be available for, like, library should be able to enable it or not.
Sure. Yeah. You should be able to have a default expiration of null. Right? Like you wouldn't have to enable it or not. You just need to be able to say, like,
We
the
want
default
this.
is none.
All right, so this one is already set to go, so we will just leave it as is. Discovery integrations. Oh, these are the ones that we decided were discoveries, so we did not want to do that. Backend performance and or change UI for printing pick slips.
Okay, this was one we decided to. It's neither. It's none of the three labels. It's just look at this again at a certain time.
For the refinement then? Like what, how can it be none of them? Like either we want to keep it or we don't.
Okay, it is. It
And if we want to
was
keep
wait.
it, then we need to refine it or not.
It was it's not a problem right now, but let's look at this again when the pixel sorting is done.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And we can, yeah, wait for that and then check again if it's if we can close it or further refine it.
So none of the above. It truly is none of the above. All right, then we're
Put
happy now.
further refinement in if you need to,
Okay,
then.
just that'll help us know that we've looked at it. I
Yes.
mean, you added a comment too, which is helpful. Print pick slips by requested pickup service point instead of effective
Yes.
location.
There
Didn't we
is
decided that this is already being done? Oh, print.
we're not sure if
No, this
this
is
is
not. No,
done,
this
and if
isn't
it's
done.
not done, it's only needed for by one library, so it doesn't need any further refinement by the SIG.
But it's
It is
not high priority.
it's not dev ready, and it's we cannot close it if it's still needed by this one library.
But would it make sense to ask that one library if it is actually still needed? This feels like one of those things of like, again, we've always done it this way. Clearly, this is the only way we can do it, and it seems like there's other ways to.
And this one library was it was back in 22, right? Is
I
this
think
the
they're
library?
alive now. I'm
Okay.
not sure who's hosting them.
So should we ask them if they still need this?
Yeah, that seems like the thing to do.
Okay.
They're an EBSCO library.
Oh, okay.
Because I just typed in Folio BNCF, and right there you get the EBSCO login as the first
Nice.
results.
Okay. Great. All right. Another claims returned one. Did we not look at this one? 2745.
This is ready for dev.
Okay.
It has a keep it as it is thing.
Perfect.
I think. What
Done.
was
We just did.
it?
This is a discovery one. This is a fee fine one. We looked at these probably. What does 2801 look like?
One, it says Tom will work on it.
Can we just put in that as a label?
Can we make
Tom will
Tom a
work on it.
label?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of those.
All right, make request cancellation field requirement of additional information for patron configurable in settings. Oh boy, okay.
This has
This.
keep it as it is as well.
All right. So ready for dev? I think it must be. Yeah. Okay. Fail renewal. Oh, we just did this one. Did we not give this one a thing? Needs refinement. I forgot to tag it. Okay. So let me reload my page here. Let's see. So now we just have these circ stores, these discovery ones, and this pickup service for point one, which we have to talk to that one library about. All right. Great job, everyone. We did it. We got through our list finally. Now our next task, which we'll do next time, is to be thinking about where we want to go next in this process. Like at this point, I think it probably makes sense to bring the ones back that we're proposing to close to the whole group. So maybe we could do that on the 30th if we have time, or if we have time on the 16th, we could do it there also, but people won't really have time to look at them all. But I bet we have quite a few that we've intended to close. So that I think is a worthy, that was what we said we were going to do, because then we could actually close them and get them off the books.
We already discussed them. Do we need to bring them back? Because that will, can we just close them?
No, we're not going to bring them back to discuss necessarily. What our plan was to create the list of proposals to close and send it out and let people raise their hand to say, I want this one. Not to talk about all, we're not going over them again. It was to say, hello, RA Sig, last call
Last
for
chance.
these, right? Yeah. Like a group of experts has looked at these and determined very conservatively which ones to close. Speak now or forever hold your peace, or make another ticket if you decide
So
later.
you will send it before the meeting?
We would send it, well, yeah. So we'll probably, why don't we talk about it at the meeting on the 16th and talk about that we are going to send it out, and then we'll send it out and people can review it. And then when we meet again on the 30th, we can make a final, like, this was
Makes
your last
sense.
chance. How does that sound, Cornelia? Oh, I can't hear you. You're muted.
Yeah, sorry. So maybe we have another topic on the 30th, but yeah, at a later date, of course, on
But
the
I think
7th.
that's just the announcement of like,
Yes.
we're done. We're
Yes.
done here.
We're
Okay.
done. Folio's done.
Folio's done. It's
It's
completed now.
complete. No other
Everything's been
functionality
closed. All tickets closed.
Yeah,
All
then we
right.
need to go on with the next 100 tickets or so, huh?
Shush. But now we have such a great process.
Yeah. So we need to decide if we go on with the next tickets or if we start to refine.
Right, yes.
Or
Well,
do we know, do we go
we
through all of the tickets and prioritize and then start to refine? Probably.
probably prioritization before refinement. All right. That is all for today. And we will see some of you on Monday when we will be talking about planned work on patron notices.
We really don't need patron notices, do we?
Do we need
Right. We
patrons?
don't need patrons.
No,
We certainly
we don't.
apparently don't need separate notices when we've recalled something from them.
Exactly. Actually, I
No
was
one
talking to
voted for
Julie.
that but me.
I was actually talking to Julie at WolfCon, and I don't know, I may bring this up on Monday again too. I was actually suggesting with notices that we do something similar to data import, the way data import has its job set up. That it has if-then statements and allows you to do different flows, that we did the same thing with notices.
Well,
Yeah.
we'll see what Lisa has to say on Monday.
I honestly only care because right now every notice that I send out from Folio has to say, if the item was recalled, then
Yes.
in and then we get a bunch of people who are like, I don't understand. Am I going to get overdue fines? It's like,
It was recalled, yes.
no. If it's recalled, it's not. Don't worry about it.
We did fix that, David, by getting rid of our recall overdue fines because we had the same thing, but
Well, that is a
consider that.
yeah, we could just age them
Yeah.
to do you just age them to loss much quicker,
After a
right?
day, yeah, really
Say,
fast.
yeah,
Yeah.
really fast.
Yeah.
Well, that's
It
not a
gets it
bad.
back and then they get the refund and it's all good. So,
Yeah, that's actually not
food
a
for
bad
thought.
idea.
Or charge so many overdue a recall overdue fines that you can pay
Pay for
for
a developer?
developer.
Well, this is the thing is we don't let patrons recall books. It's we are only doing it in the cases where someone has requested something through
The
interlibrary loan
reserve,
and we
yeah.
couldn't get it, or we need it for reserve.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I do wonder if just aging them to lost super quick would make more sense.
I mean,
I
I
will
think that's
talk to
actually a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, we love it. It's gotten rid of a lot of paperwork. It doesn't get everything back, but neither do fines, so.
Yeah, fines. I yeah, exactly.
So, all
This is
right, I
true.
gotta
All
boogie,
right.
guys. We'll see y'all later.
Take
Thank
care.
you.
Bye.
Bye.